At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Today on the podcast, I want to talk about OpenAI, some big news out of them, and governments. Governments all over the world, OpenAI is launching something called OpenAI for Countries, which is very interesting. And essentially, they're hoping to work with and be funded by the governments of, I would assume, eventually every country in the world to build out infrastructure projects to work on things within their country. So that's fascinating. And in another vein of government, OpenAI is currently working with the FDA in the United States, the Federal Drug Administration, to speed up the development of drugs with OpenAI and other AI tools. So both of these stories are really interesting as OpenAI, I think, is looking to expand its usage. It's going directly to governments. And I think beyond just usage, it needs more money. And it knows the number one way it's going to be able to get this is if it can make special partnerships with different countries, have the countries put in money. And they have a bunch of bells and whistles and things that they've said they'll add for countries, which I think are really fascinating. We're going to get into all of that. Before we do, I am so excited to announce that AI Box, my own software company that I've been working on for 2.5 years, you probably heard me mention it 100 times, telling you to get on the wait list, and it's coming soon, and we're doing some great stuff, has officially launched our first product ever in beta. It is called the AI Box Playground. And essentially, it allows you to access the top 20 models in text, image, and audio, all in the same chat for $20 a month. So instead of paying $20 a month for 10 different subscriptions, you pay it once, you get access to everything, and you can switch out your AI model. You can talk to Anthropic's Claude, you can talk to Grok, you can talk to OpenAI, all in the same chat, switch between them. You can also compare chat side by side. So you ask it a question and you're like, hey, I don't really like the response from Grok. Let me get ChatGPT and Anthropic to respond as well. You pick your favorite and you move on with your conversation. You can then get it to generate images with the different image models. You can get it to generate audio, all within the same chat. It's really cool. It also has a section for media storage. So essentially everything that you've ever generated as far as media, it's all inside of your media storage tab. So you're never going to lose it in the future, right? I generate things on ChatGPT all the time, like images for thumbnails. And I'm like, where was that picture? I'm trying to scroll back and like search through my chat history, which is like impossible on ChatGPT. All of that will just be inside of your media storage. You can go click on any image you generated and it will take and click a link. It'll take you straight back to whatever chat you were on. You can download it. You could delete it, whatever you want to do. So really, really cool. I hope it's exciting and super useful for you. You could check it out. There's a link in the description to AIbox.ai. All right, let's get into what OpenAI is doing. The big thing here that I'm super excited about is kind of this new program, OpenAI for Countries. So essentially what this is going to allow them to do is build out what they're calling local infrastructure, which they're saying is needed to serve international AI customers. So part of this program, OpenAI is essentially going to partner with governments. They're going to help them with building out data center capacity and also customizing OpenAI's products. Now, this is where I think they can essentially try to charge more and ask countries to contribute or sponsor OpenAI or pay a little bit of money, because they're like, look, we're going to build some special things for your particular language, for your particular culture, for your particular country's needs. We can customize ChatGPT for you, which I think is really interesting. And then they would like the governments to help fund this, of course. So the goal right now, they said, is to find about 10 international projects to start with. They're going to start with 10. They haven't said where those are going to be located yet, but that's kind of their first goal. And they said that their hope with all of this is to, quote, spread democratic AI, which essentially what this means is they're going to try to convince countries to use Western AI models instead of Chinese competitors, DeepSeek and other AI models out of China. It's kind of interesting. It's like, ever since DeepSeek came out, I actually think it was like a great catalyst for OpenAI, because now they're like, look, like, we're not the bad guy compared to, whatever squabbles Grok or Google or Meta might all have about who's open source, who's not, who's less, censorship, who's not, whatever. So it's like less of a squabble about that. And all of a sudden, OpenAI is like, look, we're not Chinese, like very blatantly, strictly censoring what goes into the model, or, you have to pay a massive fine. Like we're more open. We're a democratic AI. We're not an authoritative AI. Whatever. I cannot think of the word, but what we've been accusing China of being, authoritarian. They're not an authoritarian AI. There we go. So I think this is a great spin for them. And yeah, honestly, in that case, in that framing, DeepSeek was probably one of the best things that could have happened to them. A big breakthrough out of China where they're like, look, now we got this like competitor there. They can kind of pin themselves in a new way. So this is interesting. And they're going to try to be getting countries to pay for this. So according to Bloomberg, this is going to be essentially something that's going to complement what they're doing with their Stargate project. This is something they announced. They had a big press conference with Oracle CEO and Donald Trump in the White House where they said they're going to spend, of course, SoftBank CEO, and they said they're going to spend $500 billion to build this massive data center project in the United States. So it's kind of going to complement that. They also said that they might lean on Stargate infrastructure for the Open AI for Countries program, and even some of the funding from some of those investors might be used. So that is pretty interesting. All right, let's get into what's going on with the Federal Drug Administration in the United States, the FDA. OpenAI apparently is meeting with a bunch of officials there. They're talking about essentially how that agency is going to use AI to speed up how they're, you know, testing drugs. So according to the report, OpenAI has been discussing this, and they're calling the project Coder GPT or CDER GPT. Sorry, not Coder, CDER GPT, which essentially is a tool for the Center for Drug Evaluation. And this, you know, the CDE essentially regulates over-the-counter and prescription drugs in the United States. Apparently, some associates from DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, have been part of talks with this as well. It's definitely like it's a pretty common thing for drug development to take an insane amount of time, you know, up to a decade, sometimes 10 years to complete trials for some, you know, popular drugs. Very expensive, very costly, takes a long time. OpenAI is hoping to work with the FDA to essentially accelerate a portion of that timeline. Obviously, not everything, like it's got to go through a lot of tests and things. It's got to be pretty rigorous, but there is a lot that AI can help with. We've seen a lot where people have used AI to help with drug discovery and other things. So this looks to be the angle they're trying to take towards this. AI essentially is going to try to make this whole drug discovery process a little bit faster and a lot of the administration stuff faster as well. So this is very interesting. And I think we're going to start seeing hopefully faster drug time turnarounds. This is going to lead to a lot of innovation and a lot of exciting new things on the market there. So hopefully diseases and other things will be able to be cured faster or researched quicker, or, you know, we will come to better outcomes on all of that. So very interesting, everything OpenAI is doing with the government, with, you know, the FDA. I'm super excited about everything we're seeing there. If you're interested in trying out all of the different AI models from OpenAI, go check out AIbox.ai. You can get access to that, Anthropic, Claude, 11 Labs, all of the top AI models all in one place for only $20 a month. So I'd love to have you as a member of my software, AI Box. The link's in the description for that. Hope you learned something new from this episode. If you did, I would love it if you could leave a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. Helps the show out a ton to get shown to new people. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I will catch you next time.